Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken, a podcast from Questrom School of Business. Stick around until the end of this podcast for a preview of the first episode, a conversation with Dean Susan Fournier, where she answers the question at the heart of the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Emery, what's up?
What's up?
Spring has sprung.
Boing!
Boing!
That's what it did where I live, anyway.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah.
When spring sprungs?
Yeah.
Yeah. We missed you guys while working on our new exciting things that we're working on. And also, one of our listeners sent us a story that we wanted to talk about. So we just, you know, we blew the dust off the old computer keyboard. Fired up those microphones, and here we are.
Our sound effect game has fallen by the wayside. Yeah.
We can no longer afford a sound designer, so we have to do it. You know, we got to do it like that guy from Police Academy.
What's that?
Oh my God! Just never mind.
Just your. Your monthly reminder that Ben is very old.
Emery, you kind of know what this is about, and you're a millennial, and I've seen the hanging plants in your house on Zoom calls that we do every day, like while you're eating breakfast and I'm actually hard at work at my desk.
I have one hanging plant, but it's you've just boosted its ego quite a bit that you think
nice.
It's, yeah.
Do you have a green thumb?
No, I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. I have a lemony, limey thumb.
Serious question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like as a millennial, plants are big among the millennials?
I don't know if I would generalize quite like that. I think plants are having a year. House plants in particular, because we are obviously spending more time at home and we realize we want beautiful nature to look at all the time if we're going to be stuck indoors. So
right.
I have definitely upped my plant game recently. I've adopted more plants this year from people who didn't feel like they could take care of them. I have killed some of those plants inadvertently. And some of them are still kicking, and some of them refuse to die, like this aloe plant that I have completely abandoned and only gets in my way, but it wants to live.
So it's not just you. There's a lot of reporting on this. Apparently, there's been an explosion in houseplants, especially over the last year. And the explanations are sort of wide-ranging, like a connection to nature and an increasingly screen-based world, right? Some people have said that it's like a stand-in for children, for younger generations who have been screwed by, like, student loan debt and the housing crisis and lots of other stuff.
They do all have names, the plants in my house, I should say.
Is that true?
Yeah, every single one.
So here's a reason, I think, for the explosion that I believe in. Or maybe it's two reasons. So for one, if you're lucky to have been employed through this crazy time, you have extra income maybe, and you're like spending it in your immediate environment, right? Like on your immediate environment.
Mm-hmm.
And part deux is that plants make us feel better. It's science, apparently. Caring for plants in your house legit like reduces anxiety and gives you a more positive outlook on life.
I believe it.
I believe it too. But you don't even have to, because I think it's technically science. I don't know. That's what I'm going to say.
Because I live it.
Yeah, you live it.
You don't want to hear what I would sound like without those houseplants.
Same. I would say the same is true for me. Plants, you know, They improve people's, you know, they create a positive outlook on life, except Amory when they don't. because drama. And this story, which a listener sent us, started where lots of drama starts.
The
Facebook
mall.
Groups. I like that you said the mall.
Yeah.
That's good. Wow. Talk about being old.
But yes, Facebook groups.
Yeah. Okay. So the observation of this person who lives in a city in the Pacific Northwest, this person that we are going to talk about and talk to you, is that there's just been this explosion of houseplant trading Facebook group communities. So lots of Facebook groups based around houseplants. People talking about care, where to buy new plants, and also even picking up plants for one another. And dropping them off in COVID times. And this person that we're about to hear from, they are the member of a local group, a local plant care and houseplant group where a lot of this stuff is happening. And according to them, this gets kind of intense, at least in the group that they're a part of, or the group of groups that they're a part of in their local area, with the good vibes. So people are like picking up plants for other people, dropping them off, buying plants for each other, like buying a plant for someone else so that they can pick it up.
Aww.
Yeah, it's like good vibes all around.
Yeah.
And you know what eventually happens with good vibes?
They turn to bad vibes. They wither like the plant that you thought like you could get away with not watering.
Well, it's almost like that the plant was over, the good vibes were over, there was too much good vibes, I think. Right?
Yeah, and then the leaves turned yellow and bugs started to appear.
Yeah, they get ruined by people who don't subscribe to the culture of the group, so to speak. You see what I did there? Culture. Mm. Horticulture.
Mm. Okay.
So there's this kind of rare and expensive plant, apparently, called the blue cebu. You know what that is?
No.
Or maybe it's kebu. I'm not sure.
C-E-B-U?
Yeah.
Okay. Nope. Still don't know it. Just wanted to be able to visualize.
Yep. So this plant pops up at a Home Depot in the local area, and someone in this group arranges a pickup where they're going to grab a bunch of plants for a bunch of different people, including this blue cebu. And when the guy shows up, some random person has already picked up the plants reserved for other people.
Oh, no.
And this person's name is apparently Wendy. We'll call her Wendy.
Mm, okay.
So now I'm going to read something from this post that ends up on the subreddit community, Hobby Drama. quote, I'm not sure exactly how this was figured out, but after people did some heavy internet sleuthing, people figure out that a woman named Wendy had been watching the group for these pop-ups of local rare plants, rushing over and reading the list of names from the coordinating thread to the staff at the store in order to collect all the reserved or prepaid plants for herself. Then she was chopping them up and quickly reselling them on Facebook Marketplace at 2 to 5 times the original price of the plant itself.
Whoa.
Yes.
Chopping them up.
Yeah, because that's kind of like, apparently, you know, you and I are not plant experts, but this is how you propagate plants.
Yeah.
You make cuttings.
You do the cuttings. Okay. Yeah.
So you get like a nice one and then you make some cuttings and you plant it in new pots and then you sell those cuttings.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think Wendy's a little witch.
Wendy the witch.
I think
apparently like kind of like wrecks the group. Like it destroys the kind of like confidence in the group that people are going to like take care of each other. And people like freak out. They're really going after Wendy for screwing them over.
What have they taken steps? Have they, how has Wendy been approached, confronted?
Well, that's what I think we're about to find out about. We are going to talk to Colleen.
Okay.
who wrote the post and watched all of this go down in the group.
Okay. When we come back, Colleen.
Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken?, a podcast from Questrom School of Business. These days, it's hard to ignore the debate over the role business should play in society.
There's crescendo around profit, period. Is profit bad? Is capitalism evil? These themes are out there.
Is this criticism of business warranted? And if so, how do we fix it? Stick around until the end of this podcast for a preview of the first episode of the Is Business Broken podcast.
Did you kill Marlene Johnson?
I think you're one of the first people to have actually asked.
From WBUR and ZSP Media, this is Beyond All Repair, a new podcast about an unsolved murder that will leave you questioning everything.
Somebody should be in jail for murdering my sister.
A woman who's never been believed.
As long as they think I have done this, then they're not looking for who actually did this.
And that's what makes it a cold case.
No, it's a botched case.
And a search for the truth, once and for all.
Wow, it just gets more interesting.
Beyond All Repair. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Be careful. You're digging in a place that's been very peaceful for a while.
Do it anyway. Dig.
Colleen, thank you very much for being willing to chat with us.
Thank you for finding my strange Reddit post that I wrote while I was outrageously high, and am pleased that you enjoyed it.
That's the best. So, Colleen, can you give us, like, what is, if you were to tell this story in 30 seconds, how would you tell it?
I think it would be panic-induced houseplant growth of group tests out social and trust norms performatively and learns a lesson when a scammer takes advantage of their performative niceness. Or even real niceness. Maybe it was real. So what she has been accused of specifically is that sometimes a local plant shop, Home Depot, ye olde plant shop, will have a rare plant. And someone will post and say, "Hey guys, this plant's here." And then people will say, "Oh no, I'm stuck at home until X time. It's going to be sold out by then." And someone else will say, "Oh, buddy, let me help you out. Let me pick up this plant for you and I will bring it to you." And people are like, "Oh my gosh, you're such a nice person. Thank you so much." And what she's been accused of doing is kind of following along in those posts and picking up the plants that people either have called the store and reserved and said, "Hey, will you hang on to this for me and my friend?" Or they called ahead and paid, and she picked up those prepaid ones.
Have you, Colleen, ever met Wendy?
No.
No. Okay. But you've interacted on Facebook with her, presumably?
The way that I know Wendy is through the plant Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice that Wendy was really, really, really active in the group. She was very intense about, like, if somebody wanted a free plant or if someone was offering a free plant, she was very quick to say, "I'd like that plant." She was very active in the selling groups. And then after a period, I started to notice that a lot of her name came up a lot in terms of, like, "Do not give your plant to this woman. She will sell it to somebody for money. She's violating the spirit of the group." And then there was a whole bunch of groups that banned her all at once. And then there was a whole bunch of comment threads of people saying, like, I never liked her. I always felt like she was reselling more than she was gifting.
Mm.
And
You haven't tried to reach out to Wendy?
No, she seems kind of mean.
So, I thought the kind of follow-up or edit to your post was really interesting, because it made me realize for the first time that this story wasn't just the story of like this pro houseplant community being taken advantage of by this villain, Wendy, and that maybe things were a bit, maybe quite a bit more nuanced than that in your view. Can you talk about what you see as the kind of politics and COVID layers that are in there, and or also would be happy to hear you kind of read the edit to your post, if that makes sense?
Sure. So my city has seen COVID widen an already huge economic divide. I have friends who were able to buy a weekend cabin with the savings from being stuck at home during lockdown. I have friends who haven't been able to find work since July. So for what I've seen in the plant groups, there's a group of people, me included, who are stuck at home, getting into a new hobby, maybe have some extra money on their hands, and for social political reasons, are invested in making sure that people view them as good people. They're chatty, they give plants away, they make posts where they thank people from doing favors in the group for helping them make new friends. The second group of people I've observed in these groups does not seem to be doing as well. They're selling more. You can see in their for sale pictures that their spaces are jammed with propagation. They are all business. I didn't make it clear enough that I don't have evidence that these people are aggressively plant side hustling because they're dealing with the economic fallout from COVID. But the timing, context, and what I see around other groups makes me wonder. And that have fed into a dynamic I think Wendy perfectly embodied by both stealing plants that were paid for or reserved for other people. It's like, fuck you, I need this more than you. And if you're going to be dumb enough to post information about where this desirable, potentially prepaid thing that I can sell for money is, then you deserve to have it taken away.
So you posted this on Reddit, and you didn't mention the exact location of this particular plant group, right? You said something like, if you want to know where I am, reach out, or something like that. Did you hear from anyone from Reddit?
Yeah, I heard from a ton of people.
You did. And was anyone also a part of that group who reached out to you and kind of verified your characterization of it, or what was the response?
Yes, absolutely. I definitely had some people reach out and be like, I know exactly who you're talking about. And then I also had some people reach out and say, is it San Diego? Is it Portland? Is it San Francisco? Is it Olympia? And I was like, no. But funny that there appears to be a Wendy in every single West Coast city.
Every plant group has its Wendy.
Every plant group has its Wendy.
I'm curious if you had any questions for Wendy. Like, if we get Wendy to talk to us, is there anything that you would like to know?
Yeah, totally. Okay, I have some specific questions for her. I really want to know if she actually has some, like, really good connection hookup to these rare plants instead of doing what these groups accuse her of doing, which is just, like, doing the same thing as everybody else, but faster and at a larger scale.
Hmm. Anything else?
I guess this is so specific, but I would love to know. Okay, there's another post she made. This guy in my local plant group was crying about some plants someone else bought before him, and I was selling cuttings from a plant I bought from a reseller, and he messaged me harassing me, and I told him that I took his plants to hurt his feelings, and it worked. Oh my God, I hadn't read that all the way through. I love that. 2 years later, he's still crying about it. It's a leaf, y'all. Also, propagating isn't a scam. Everyone does it, all your favorite plant stores, but when I do it, they call me names. So I want to know what her, like, personal propagation policies are. And one of the accusations from the Facebook groups is, like, she's selling bad propagation, nodules that she should know that won't root.
So you want to know if she's, like, the real deal, like, if she knows how to do it and is doing it effectively.
Yeah, totally.
Fair. Well, Colleen, this is like I said, we will report back if we talk to her. And this has been fascinating. I've learned a lot. And
yeah, me too.
thank you for being ridiculously high and writing something on the internet.
You're welcome.
Don't sound so defeated. We're at the beginning. We're at the beginning of something that could bring understanding and honesty and...
Yeah, that was like a big sad sigh. Why the sad sigh?
Oh, I just don't want my mom to know that I was high when I wrote it.
Does your mom listen to our show?
Yeah. Well, we're a big NPR family, and they're very familiar with you guys.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Hi, Colleen's mom.
Oh, Lord.
We can say that you weren't high. That's fine.
No, let's just be honest. I was super high. It was great. I enjoyed myself.
There you go. You're an adult, Colleen.
There you go, Colleen.
You're an adult.
And it's legal. In Washington?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in Boston.
And it's a plant.
It's a plant. Will you just say, Gail, it's fine?
Gail. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine, Gail.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, Gail, it is fine.
Bye, Colleen.
Thank you, Colleen.
Bye.
So, Amory, we got Wendy.
We got Wendy?
Oh, you're so unfair. Like, you bought all the plants and blah, blah, blah. And, like, you're selling them and this and this and that or whatever. So, I was just like, okay, whatever.
So, Wendy, who should be in quotation marks here, because I'm not sure her real name is Wendy. She sent us some voice memos explaining her side of the story. She later decided that she didn't want us to use her voice memos. And so we kind of, you know, we're going to respect that mostly.
No matter how like much I explain it to people or tell them, they're going to believe whatever they want to believe.
But what Wendy said, sort of boiled down, is she's not guilty of what Colleen and people in the houseplant Facebook groups are accusing her of. She doubled down that she has her own hookups where she gets the rare plants she propagates. She doesn't sell ones that won't actually grow. She denied that she is trying to get rich quick by cashing in on the houseplant explosion. And she also said she's been in the houseplant business for years and got her green thumb from her dad, who taught her all she knows.
Oh, what about the blue Cebu?
Yeah, so this is really tricky, right? Like, it's a little bit of a they said versus she said, right? Mm-hmm. Wendy says she never swiped anyone's blue Cebu and that the real Cebu swiper is still at large, she claims. She did bring up the post Colleen mentioned where Wendy supposedly admits to swiping prepaid Cebu, but says that she was just trolling to get a rise out of people who have already made their minds up about her. So basically, she says, haha, LOL, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I just said that I did it to mess with the people who thought it was me, which I find to be a little suspect of a response.
Yeah. When you just raise suspicion around yourself for fun.
Yeah. Yeah, my favorite thing to do is admit that I did something that people accuse me of just for the lulls.
I love when everyone hates me. But I guess we'll never know until Wendy, quote unquote Wendy, decides to become more forthcoming.
Yeah, and look, I'm interested in listeners' like take on this. So send us an email. Tell us what you think the real story is. Obviously, the post is in our show notes. And if you have a surefire way of solving this crime, especially in the days of COVID, and want to suggest it to us, we're happy to hear it. Because I want to know if Wendy is really the blue Cebu thief.
The Cebu swiper.
The Cebu swiper. Yeah, that's the name. The Cebu swiper.
Or if you just have a houseplant that you're particularly proud of for keeping alive, you can send that to us too. Not the plant. Keep the plant.
Send a
picture. Yes,
keep the plant. Send us a photo. Send us a photo of your houseplants.
Yeah.
What about that?
Plant pics.
Plant pics. Man, all people always sliding into my DMs with plant pics. PM me your plants, girl.
Okay. It's back to work for us. We have a new slate of episodes that we're cooking up. Yep. And we'll have those for you as soon as we can. And in the meantime, of course, take care, get vaccinated, hug each other.
Take care of your plants, too.
Water those damn plants, but not too much, but not too little.
Just right.
Support for this podcast comes from Is Business Broken, a podcast from Questrom School of Business. Listen on for a preview of one of the episodes featuring Susan Fournier, Alan Questrom Professor, and Dean.
So let's start this conversation with the title of the show, Is Business Broken? It's a provocative title and a question. Where did this come from? Why that question now?
We're in a big cultural moment where capitalism, business, market systems are really being scrutinized and debated, and the role of business with it. So I think the question is just on the table. It's on people's minds. It's in the news media. It's in conversations. I think there are growing voices, loud voices, especially among young people who seem increasingly to believe that business and maybe capitalism with it are harmful and create rather than solve problems for society. And what we do seem to hear are those loud voices, and they are very black and white. There are protagonists and the antagonists and the pros and the cons, and there's really no middle discussion. It's sort of like people for and against, and it's loud.
Right. For and against DEI, for instance, right? A battle at play.
Right.
The way you describe it and the way you describe the polarization, it makes it feel like very much of the digital age, right? It feels very much of today. Some of those arguments have been around, though, right? Is this criticism of business and this question, is business broken, is that a new question?
You are so right. It is not a new question. Schumpeter, he was a professor at Harvard, and he's also maybe one of the most influential political economists of the early 20th century. He called for the death of capitalism, the death of business, 100 years ago.
Okay. Wow.
And when he critiqued way back then, he said the very successes of capitalism would bring about its downfall because it would create values hostile to capitalism, and that this would particularly take hold among intellectuals who were critiquing. So there's a lot of that same kind of dynamic happening today, and that's 100 years old. But yeah, we've seen this kind of cultural fervor playbook many times in the past, often precipitated by big crises.
Find the full episode by searching for Is Business Broken wherever you listen to podcasts, and learn more about the Mehrotra Institute for Business, Markets, and Society at ibms.bu.edu.